until he starts seeing some.
Right, next Mishnah. Going to Mishnah Hey. Yosi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim Oimer. So he has three basic statements for us. Number one, Yei Beischa Pasuach L'Racha. Your house should be open wide to the width. V'yue Aniyim B'nei Beischa. And your members of your household should be Aniyim. Doesn't mean children should be Aniyim, obviously. That if you have people working for you, so you should hire, instead of slaves, you should hire Aniyim, give them a mechubet dekubet out of heaven also. And you have both your service, what you need in the house, done, and also the mitzvah of the best form of supporting Aniyim. Ve'al parba sicha im ha'ish. This is said even on one's wife. Certainly speaking to a not your wife, somebody else's wife, is not something that should be done very much. Anybody who speaks too much with a woman, he causes evil to himself. No less. Yeah? Okay. So the second half of the Mishnah, which is one that everybody really likes the explanation, we'll leave that to pray. And we're going to try to concentrate on the first half of the Mishnah. First half of the Mishnah is directly relates to Purim. Actually, the second half of the Mishnah is also related to Purim. But we're going to be very happy to deal with the first half. What does it say, the first two pieces of the Mishnah? Here, basically, Pasuk Levocha is telling us that a person's household should be open. Open house. Open house. Simply, it means that a person should bring in company, guests. The Maral has an interesting addition. It says that it should be easy for neighbors to come in and borrow things. Be a house that people always walk in and out. It's people in and out of the household. There, you and me have been a base club. So, the Rabbinian here says two problems. One was we mentioned before that if you're having slaves, if you're having workers, you need help in the house. So instead of hiring, buying slaves, you should hire a Aniyim, and this way you both have your work done, and you get the mitzvah of helping your Aniyim get up and also the kohen. Question?
Yeah. After the slaves, you can bring in the cleaning service also, right? It's
adi
to bring in
more people in the furnace. Right. Slaves or help. People that you have in your help, in your household to help with the things of the house. So that's the first chat. And the second chat is that you have him regiven the vehicle, the young from below goes to school. When your Aniyim come to the house, the first part of the mission was that you should hide the Aniyim. Second half is once they're in, how should they feel in the house? They should feel right at home. You would take them in, you make them feel without any embarrassment. Listen, two aspects. One, you show them a happy face. The person, very major difference. The person is getting a favor sometimes. So the person has to bring them. Everybody has a time when they need a favor for somebody. But there's a big difference, even if you receive the favor, if the person agrees to do the favor, how it's done. If it's done with a smile, so that person feels that this is healthy and normal. And he knocked on the door, you're going to have milk, to have a cup of sugar. So it depends what happens. Sure, here's a cup of sugar. And, oh, by the way, I forgot also had 2 eggs. And he gets the 2 eggs also. And no problem. That's, you know. So he feels this is normal, healthy, neighborly relationships. And the result will be a greatness of the Avasachim, of Shevasachim, of the neighbors will relate to each other on a normal level. But if you're not going to do it, yes, a cup of sugar. And you get this frown that says you again. So then you don't go back and ask very often. You only go back when you're doing stuff. And this way, even when you do ask and you do get it, there's a feeling of tension, there's a feeling of what does he really think of me? Why do I have to lower myself to ask him? And even if he created a hatred from this type of relationship. So with a niyam, even more. Niyam are coming. The niyam are coming into your household. Invite them to your form sudam, to your Shabbos table. So it's a question of how it's done. Number one is the Yaharas Ponim Shal Simko, the Sita of the Mishus, Bechol HaShalut, Kashayit and Yishavon of Lan Shibos. You get them open the house and make them feel that here's the fridge, no, you want something from the fridge, you make them feel at home. Somebody's staying with guests, you make them feel proper guests, but you make them feel open house. So the Mishnah is telling us both that we should take an Indian in the house if you want open, and the second half is that they should be feel right at home in the house. Pretty clarification. Very simple. That's 45 minutes. We're going to
fix. Can't imagine.
Okay. So we'll do 2 things. This is, we're going to go to the Ruach Haim on this Mishnah. She has a pshat, which for us is very good, in that it's a good Hagdama for a certain aspect of the word. Pshat in the Mishnah is a big thief, but he translates for a prophet. You should make the house profitable. Yeah, that fact that your house is an open house should be approached as a profitable, not as an expenditure, but as a profit. It explains. This is a yisoy, golo ma'oid in stucco. It says that stucco, teva stucco, this is a teva, just like teva, all nature. This is a teva. It's not nisim, it doesn't even need the higher levels of the practice. This is simply a teva. So it brings from Chazal, the teva of the stock is that it's Asher. Chazal saying, Suvis Melech Momen Chosim. What's the salt of money? The salt of meat is salt. If you want to keep, preserve meat, is salt. What do you do if you want to keep your money? Chosim. Take off. You give away money from stuff, you take off the miser. Take off the miser from the stuff, that's a way of becoming rich. And he brings the pasuk in Hosea. Zor lechem letztocha, kitzu lefi chesed. So here this pasuk gives us as a moshel letztocha planting. And here we have a very beautiful moshel understanding of what it is that this Mishnah is telling us. A person went for the first time out to the fields, and he sees this beautiful sack of wheat, and he's sure they're going to take, you know, sacks of wheat. He's going to take it to the mill, they're going to grind it, and they're going to make bread out of it. And instead, he sees these strange people take this wheat, and they go out to these empty fields and they throw it on the ground. You know what they did after that? They take this plow and they make sure that all of the seeds are coming over the ground. The good wheat. It's worth money to make bread. when he asked them what they're doing, he said, they explain to him that you want to understand. I'll tell you. You want to understand. I'll tell you what you do. Come back in 2 months. And then you won't have to ask any questions. I won't have to explain. Come back in 2 months. So he comes back in 2 months. And sure enough, you know, hopefully, I don't know how long it takes to go. Yes, I do. Have a long text for you to go. And they should do a few of them. So, the Marshall sounds are the religious. Why? Come on. Then there was a person who did all that. He planted it, of course. He threw it into the ground, and he planted it, and it grows. Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. And what grows? He threw in one seed into the ground. It grows, I don't have any, but many, 10 times what you put in grows. If you put in one seed, it'll grow out one seed. Put in one seed, and a whole stalk of wheat, which has I don't know how many pieces of wheat on it, many, many times old, it grows out of it. And, for sure, every time that person harvests his crop, a certain percentage he takes off, doesn't send the rest to be cashed into money to be ground up in a week, gets planted back into the ground. The only difference between this and stuff is only practice. So, the pasuk is trying to hit us over the head and telling you that as the same way you take a person and he would honestly argue a case that you shouldn't throw wheat into the ground. Well, we do it to help send him back to grade school. He doesn't know. He's not sure. So playing up, saw something wrong. Well, this is simple. If you don't know that, you just not a match. You haven't made it to something's missing in the So, throwing away 10% of our income to this nice little ground called stucco is as natural a process to becoming rich as it is to plant. Exactly how what percent you plant or whatever it is. The percentage that you take out of your harvest that you re throw back into the dirt. When a person comes and he takes out the money for the stuff in the fields, he is getting money. He's giving him money. It hurts. This is a deal. Really? He's in this place simply. I don't know what's the thing for these people. It's below normal, it's below average. So you can't deal with such people. It's stupid. He threw it in the ground and he cried over it. And the person went and threw his wheat into the ground and cried over it. It's hard for him. No, that's the natural process. You bring in 100. But you can't go send away 100. If you send away all 100, you're not going to know no harvest next year. It doesn't grow plant, it doesn't grow by itself. So a person comes back with a paycheck, $1,000. He puts $1,000 into the bank, he's not going to have a paycheck afterwards. Because it has to grow. Money has to grow. And money grows from stuff. The thing that supports and increases persons and shoes is stuff. How can they get off? So here's the simple case. The easy case is like this. A person is giving stuff. So for him the lesson is, but to realize who's doing the thing. Who's doing the thing? And that brings it a little bit closer back to the chapter in the Mishnah. If Yisrael Pasuch Levocho, you open wide open hands. Why wide open hands? Because you're not going to do anything. He's going to do the thing. As the Gemara says, Yisrael, Masha, Osha, Yisrael, Balabai, Yisrael, Balabai. The benefit of, out of this deal, giving 10% to the Ani, since the Balabai has the open hand, he's getting it out of there. So a person is coming, knocking on the door, he wants to give you back a taxi tip. Don't wait a minute. Bring you a seat, take a cup of coffee. Take it. Gaining or losing? Because you're winning. So, this is a chiddush, which is in put into life. That's the understanding. You have to remember, these were the Talmidim of Atikna Shisayfa. Atikna Shisayfa taught us to do things Lishma. And a person would understand that Lishma means it has to hurt. Lishma means sacrifice. That's how some people misunderstand. Lishma means sacrifice. If I'm giving it away and I think that I lost out of it, that's Lishma. If I'm giving it away and I'm going to get rich out of it, you would think that that's not Lishma. But the Talmud of his Rebbe is going to explain, which a little bit we already learned that definition. That's not what Lishma means. Lishma means, Loisa is drawing emes ba'atshehu emes. To come to the real recognition of the value of things. And to do things for the real value, not for our artillery. What is the real value of tzedakah? The fact that you become rich from it is not a schar, it's a talent. That's not schar. That's a talent. When you throw the wheat back into the ground, it's schar that it grows. It's not schar. Yeah, it costs you 10% or whatever it is that you throw back into the ground. That's not schar. That's a talent. So the mission is teaching us that the lishmo is to recognize things for their real value. Misunderstanding the value of tzedakah and thinking that it's taxes. Taxes are as much as the area puts up these signs, the taxes are for you. Nobody believes it. Nobody believes it. Because even though there might be a certain percentage of it that goes for you. The chances are that a lot of it is going for things that I wouldn't agree with, I wouldn't want, I have no benefit from. I have to pay taxes, I'll pay the taxes, I won't get arrested. Don't tell me it's for me. I have to be happy with paying taxes. It's not for me, it's a responsibility. Okay, I can see that it's right, the responsibility that you should pay your taxes. Fine. I don't have to be happy with anything. I have to keep the responsibility. When we give tzedakah, the lishma tzedakah is to be happy. A person gives tzedakah and it hurts because he thinks that it's costing him. So he's just, he doesn't know what he's doing. You're planting. It's planting. When you're planting, it doesn't hurt. Besides this, he says, okay, interestingly, says that this is, the Pasuk has two things here. It says, Zor lechem tzedakah, kitzu lefi chesed. There are two aspects in tzedakah, and this is one thing that the nimshel is better than the mashal. When you throw your bushel of wheat back into the ground, it should regrow, so that bushel is gone. You're going to lose that. But it's worth it, because for the one bushel, you know, 100 bushels from what's going to grow after. In Stoka, it's the reverse. That bushel, meaning the mice of the mitzvah of Stoka, that gets stored in the haba. And that you gotta get schar. And that's much bigger than what you cut to. That's it. That's it. Perseim, is that? The ksir, you're gonna have a little bit of a harvest now. And you're gonna get a little richer. Riches, here today, not tomorrow. Sach kol el hazeh. But it's not necessarily a very great thing. It's only an opportunity. It's an opportunity. But the care hayemus little above, that's in a good thing. That's in a very good thing. Nothing could take it away. And they take good real estate. Care hayemus little above. So here, not only what you could say, which planting that's even more. But nice and stuck up. So here we have the two aspects. The lishma is understanding that the mitzvah itself is the greatest value. But should it hurt, it's mysterious nefesh, the mitzvah is mysterious nefesh. Stuck is not mysterious nefesh. There are areas, there are times when mysterious nefesh is called for. But stuck is not mysterious nefesh. If it hurts, then you pay the check. You missed the book. You didn't understand what it is. Stuff is not painful. It's not supposed to. The Mila, although general, the rule is the feet are good. And that would apply here, too, of course. The more that it's a person really has proper pain from something, so then that makes his maizenes better. But that is self-inflicted. A person will throw out a bushel of wheat into the ground as he's planting, and he goes home to mom and cry, I lost the bushel with you. Here's only his stupidity to blame for that kid. There's going to be a tear on him. Why did you inflict yourself with unnecessary pain? Rachel doesn't want you to have pain. Just like you know how to kill yourself, you know how to wound yourself. Not physically, not emotionally. You take a knife, you cut yourself. Gives the check $100. Good, I did that, but it really hurt. But that pain is not, you're not going to stop for that. You missed that, son. You have to understand what everything is and its real value. Stalker, the terrorist stalker, like we said before, Sir Sasha. What do you do when times are rough? Well, what are you supposed to do when a person's times are rough? So the first thing that people do is that you have a meeting, the board meeting, whether that's the board of the business, which is you and yourself, or you and somebody else, or you and your wife at home, and you say, we have to start cutting corners. So very, unfortunately, very often, what's the first corner that we cut? If we can cut down on taxes, that's a good idea. So we call up. Say, you have another loophole for me. I pay too much. I can't handle. You gotta get me down on taxes. So that's the next thing. There's another tax that we pay. It's the stuff of tax. So instead of each person that comes in, we get the same from the office. And I'll make a good investment for each person that comes in. Start frowning and not giving, or not frowning and not giving, or frowning and not giving. I'll cut down my expenditures. Then you didn't understand. What a person has to do, matun, we talk about matun, so it's a nice thing to do. And they don't know exactly what's happening, things aren't working right, so they call it matun. That explains everything. You have a word, now it's all explained. The reason why the pakalai is not working, because there's a matu. What's a matu? I have a word explained. Right now we're in a matu. What do you do? You have nothing of yourself stuff. If a person had meat and he didn't stop, the meat started going the wrong direction. So you know what you're going to do. Now I'm sure you're not going to salt that. I'm going to salt that. Look at the meat started. Now you have a problem. Things aren't going so good. You know why things are not going so good? You have to energize this business. If you want to bring it out of it, you have to energize it. How do you energize it? So, he says, Yev beischof asuach, the house should be opened. Valiv techa yetze, v'fat b'itzim halolu. He was speaking many years ago. Since those itzim halolu were been along for a long time. The fact is, with the Ruach Haim, he said 200 years ago, almost. He says, in fact, the Yitim Halolu, Mekoshi HaPanosa, Yom Lecho, Dai Lecho Lepharis, Ha'atz Mecho, and he goes for the David. So that's what you have to support your family. You have to worry about everybody else yourself. The Lama Tafaz HaLachein Mechelecho, she gave us talk. Mezeh Oymer, Tono Lerevocho, She'ad Rav, Mezeh Yevecho HaLavocho. That you want to have Revocho? Open your house, open your pocket, open your house, open your hand. And with that, a person will get out of the matun. Since it's in Yom Yom, we'll go in a few words in relationship to Purim. In relation, we have this, one of the mitzvahs of Yom, the two mitzvahs of Yom, besides the Surah and Gil. So we have two very interesting mitzvahs. We have the mitzvah of Matanah Surah and Gil. So we have a mitzvah of shalachmas. So that's what Yonim, the person has to give stock all your time. He has to give stock all your time. What is it on Purim? What happened on Purim that all of a sudden the issue is stuck? Where did stock come from all of a sudden? So there's a lower level of understanding. coming on both of them. And since our, this is a chidush, it's a special time, when we have a mitzvah student, we're supposed to be sameach, simchos, yayin, in a very special form. You know, to be about the a person who only cares about himself, his heart is closed. If a person is broader in his heart, his heart is open, his house is open, so then there's room for sin. So as preparation, before you go to your own suda, you have to make sure that everybody has a good suda. This is for the has and the has-nots. You have shalach monos, and you have a Torah Zinyan. Before we sit down to our own suda, we have to make sure that all of the Klai Yisrael is happy. There aren't people sitting in very unhappy poor because they didn't have what to buy. They didn't have money to make a proper suit. So yeah, what Torah Zinyan, this is a simple understanding. But before we sit down, this is the reason why there's an important minute, the month we have it, and the month here, that there we have a commercial suffer that every Friday you have money going around, collect money, it's given out that for the year in the place every Shabbos, the same idea. If a person really wants to enjoy his child, he has to make sure that he does. Every simcha, every suda, Shabbos, Yontif, part of simcha's Yontif, is like the Apostle says, you take care of mine, I'll take care of yours. You take care of the Aniyim, the Yisayim, the Almanas, the nation will take care of Ato, Rinfo, the Vitfo. You take care of the Bani Shams, who's the Bani Shams? All the Nebbi. The Yisayim, the Almanas, the Aniyim, you take care of them, the nation will take care of them. So before any Simcha, Yiddish is Simcha, it used to be, I don't know, the Chasinus, it used to be before the Chasinus, before they made the chuppah, they would have a special table for the meal. Because before you can make up simcha, you have to make some efforts. One form or the other, first thing that you have to do is cut down a little bit on the flowers, and this and that, and that money that you're cutting down, send a good check to the good stuff organization. And you can have, then you can be in the same way. A person who's close-hearted, there's no room in his heart. So this is a first level, and it's very true, a very important level. And if a person wants to be zeichet to simcha, of course, it shouldn't be stam ishtamalut. It shouldn't be stam, which leaves a person very empty, and actually the results of emptiness is always sadness. When the wine was off, the party's over, we're out. If there was nothing there, it was just one day that we could be like, that's for sure. Then when you're finished, you have the royal angel. Nothing else. Empty, sad, depressed. It's very, very depressing to the poor and the handmaker. Where could it be that a person went wrong? First step is to you have to open the heart. And therefore, on Purim, that we get a special halacha, that's the reason why it doesn't come out of my soul. The halacha of Matanis of Yonim goes outside of the regular stuff. Here you have to go beyond the call of regular duty. This is a special chiyuv hayoyim that a person should be Matanis of Yonim. I'd like to take it a stage deeper. And with this together we'll explain something that there is a problem with this mission, a difficulty in this mission. We've said before, we said that last week, that the Zugois are in groups, two. Ava and Yir. We're on the second mission now, this is supposed to be a mission of Yir. And the normal expectation is that when you find Yir, is you're expecting low success, things not to do. Chesed. Normally, and this is true, normally relates to Aha. To Ava, a person who is Chesed. So, it seems to be in the wrong mission. These ideas of Chesed, these ideas of an open house, open heart, open ear, stalker, Chesed, Milos Chasodim, stalker, these are usually on the other side of the fence. here's the first Mishnah that's coming to tell us Maisei Yira. First Mishnah, he's on the wrong side. He's telling us Maisei Chesed. Come here. The end of the Mishnah is more obvious what it has to do with Yira. But this part of the Mishnah seems to be on the wrong side of the verse. So the Maral says, we'll read his words. He's explained this concept throughout, so he's going to deal with this Mishnah here. It is as follows. V'chein ma sh'hoyu aniyim v'nei v'eiskol or she'iv v'eis pasuch l'vokh l'orchim sh'u nifz l'yoytzim v'chein ma sh'hoyu aniyim v'nei v'eiskol the whole parts of the Mishnah. Kol zeh sh'lo yeh tzar ayin v'mun moriyo. Person shouldn't be stingy in ומישהו הוא צעיין בפני אודם, ומכל שכן מעניים ממייק ביר שמי. The reason why this is put in this Mishnah, because these are two sides of a point. A person who is not giving stuff would stingy. It means that even if he is giving stingy, but it hurts. This is the opposite of Yir Shamayim. What's the relationship? He explains. In Kol Shkin, V'nei M'mayit V'Yir Shamayim, V'lechach Einu Mashkiach Abnei Olam Shehim Tzvichim. The reason is comes from a lack of Yir Shamayim. That's the reason why he's not taking care of those who are in need of him. In other words, that he's in charge of. Ki Mishu Hu Yir Shamayim Hu Nichno Ve'en Lo Yigam Hu Tzruach. A person who's Yir Shamayim has a chno, he has a nova, and a person who has a nova is not going to have gaiva. Well, chach in doicha aniyim, shein lichnoi. V'chein horeach shu noide, ala hayor shamayim merkaras aniyim hanichnoi. So this is a very deep understanding, which we're going to try to explain a little bit. It has direct relationship to Purim. There's a pasuk that says, "Ekev anova yiras Hashem." So I'll say that Masha also anova. Forgot exact lashon. Mokam ha'avel. I forgot exact lashon. Also yira teres levesh. What is the height of yira is the beginnings, it's the bottom of anova. These are two levels that relate in Yira. We get to the heights of Yira. Just like last time when we were speaking about Ahava, we found something that wasn't directly Ahava Hashem. We found it sidelined here a little bit. We went to Ahava Chacholim. And we explained last time, because when you're at that height, we're talking about Dveikus Mamish. Who can come to Dveikus in this world? And so we have to sideline, we have to go through Tveikus to Chochom. Here too, when we're talking about the height of Yira, we're talking about something that's not going to be expressed in normal Yira form. That's something that actually even takes on a form of Chesed. But what is the issue here? What's the issue? The issue here is something that I think we spoke about in the past. What's the relationship? What are these two things? What's the? Of course, anytime a person does a little mitzvah, there's something missing in Yir Shamayim. And every time a person does a mitzvah, so that's some form of a chizuk in Yir Shamayim. But that doesn't seem to be the direct issue. We would think that a person had an insoyan that he should go eat in a chasna with a hefshir is kacha, not so good. And he decides not to eat there. He'll go to the customer because he has to show his face. And he'll just drink water. That's Yerushalayim. Everybody's thinking in. And he's holding back. 100%. Could be Mimata Heter, Mariheter. He's not Mariheter. And he goes home and he eats Wheaties. Right, for supper instead of all the great stuff that I said. That's Yerushalayim. Right here. He held himself back. Vicious Hayetia. A person who gives tzedakah, I usually think of it as coming from a different angle. It's not a question of kvishas yetzer, but it's a question of outpouring of an open heart. So the Mishnah here explaining it in Pefrat doesn't stop say here give tzedakah, but it's specifically giving an emphasis on the attitude of how to give tzedakah. That should be the avocha, that you give a baseball. When you're giving your aid, you should make them feel at home. That the open house, easy to come in. When the people who are collecting for the moistures, or people collecting for the name, knock on the door, they should, whatever you gave them, but you make them feel encouraged to come back the next time. Pull their teeth out before you gave them the, whatever you were able to give them. You made it. You gave them appreciation for what I'm doing instead of making them feel like they're the tax collectors. And you gave them according to your folks. It's a difference. The attitude is the main point. Where does it come from? So the Mishnah is explaining to us, and Ralph's clarifying it for us, that the issue is one that has to do with the pinnacle of Yerushalayim, which gets to a new issue of another. Let's try to explain. These are very delicate issues. This Mishnah of the Chla, especially the second half of the Mishnah, are extremely delicate issues. Trying to say it as clear as we can in the limited time, but we have to try to bend the ear a little bit to hear things a little bit outside of the realm of normal path. Normal path of thought, we're talking about tzedakah, that's chesed. We're talking about ahava. We were trying to understand and get behind the scenes, an underlying level, which we're saying relates to yira. It comes from hanava, and its main form and result is not how much he gave, but in what form he gave. What the smile was like, what the encouragement was like, what the good word was like, how the greeting at the front door. A person, especially a wealthy person, has a very good son. I have the opportunity to meet a relatively wealthy person today who wasn't so wealthy a few years ago. He changed. For better or worse, not important, but he changed. Because when a person has money bags, so he has a feeling that he not only does it feel that he owns the world, but they even say it. These are the best of our nature. We became better people. There's high-class people, everybody speaks open. High-class, middle-class, low-class. What's it depend on? How much money you get. New classes. In India, it depends on how closely related to a white cow. And in America, it's dependent on how close you are to a green dollar. There they bow down to cows, and here they bow down to dollars. Cows are probably better than dollars. Class system. Right. Oh, we're not racist. America's everybody's created equal. Yeah, you're created equal, but if I succeed in business better than you, now I'm better than you. I have more money in the bank, therefore I'm better than you. This is a extreme natural tendency, and it takes your Yerushalayim to overcome it. The only power that can straighten one person one out there is Yerushalayim. And it's the height of Yerushalayim which comes in the form of another. How do these two relate? How does the height of Yerushalayim bring us to another? The one liner that we had from the Maharal in the first Mishnah about the year, so after we explain all the greatness of the cure a person can come to, the Vedic person can come to the learning shalom, especially with Advaita Bhava, he asked the question, why Mori Shamayim? Mori Hashem. You don't have the expression Av Shamayim, you only have the expression Yir Shamayim. So this reminds us that when you're really feeling elevated, and for good reason, a person has to remind himself, Mori Shamayim is in Shamayim after all the hearts. Yir Shamayim. And it's good maybe you have to picture it practically. Person should get a picture. These are the one greatest benefits to the end of the empire that he built. You don't have to go up to Shemayim for that. You go up to Shemayim, you don't see anything. And you just take a plane, I see the clouds. But go up to the top of the Empire State Building. If your glasses are not there, you can see there are these things walking around there. They're a little smaller than ants. He's only on the Empire State Building. It's a shaka called the Empire State Building. And those things are there, those are people. And the mice, those are trucks. Okay. Person gives a perspective, what does it mean? And that's only up by itself. You're great, you're wonderful, you are great, you are wonderful. A person's elevated, he's great. A little perspective. So all of your greatness, and everything is true, but you're Shemayim Aleichem. Shemayim, Shemayim, Hashem. That's the sign. True. The Bereishit gave over the world to man. And that's in two ways. He can either steal it, or he can make it grow. Those are two choices. A person makes a bracha. Who's making a bracha? My apple, I bought it. My hard-earned money. These stories about the brain. I bought it. It was my brains or his brains. Let's get straight. Who made that deal? It's my money. I earned it. So now I bought it. It's mine. But he signed on the lease and he said that people can own things in this world. It's my apple. What do I have to give a broker for? This is a Shemayim, Shemayim, Hashem. The world is ours, but not unconditional. We have two choices. We can live under Bnei Shalom's world as a Ganavim, or we can live as the Bnei Shalom's world as Moedim, as Meshach. The person gives a bracha, a Haidah, on everything that he earned. A Haidah, an appreciation. That Boruch Atah Hashem, a Moedim Lechem. Alright, we'd have a bracha on a page. Boruch Atah Hashem, and I used to use my school of Tishrei. We could recognize that every aspect, every single, we bring up a tomato and an apple, we have to make two brachas. Tomato and apple, glass of water, three brachas. Every aspect. When we get up in the morning, we make a bracha on sitting up, on standing up, on getting dressed, on having solid ground to walk on, and having light of bubbles, all of the brachas of the Birchas HaShachar. Then Shulnach explains Birchas HaNedim. What are you walking around the world for? Whose world are you walking for? Put your foot down on solid ground. It's yours. It's yours. You made it. It wasn't always here. It's here for purpose. So we have two choices. We can either steal the world, or we can recognize that we're walking on the Birchas HaShachar. And this is the Avodas HaKodesh, tremendous Avodah of Birchas HaShachar. That the most taken for granted things, the most taken, light and day, the solid ground to walk on, that I can sit up, that I can get up, two steps. That I can sit up, that I can stand straight, two stages. It bothers me for a long time. It's getting really a little overdone. If I stand up, certainly I can sit up. I walk into one of these some of these places, these hospitals, you'll see sitting up is one thing and standing up is a whole different one. A lot of people in wheelchairs can't stand up. They can sit up and can't stand up. It's a whole, it's two different ones. Sitting up is one level of productivity, capability, and standing up is all two different. Right? It's not our issue. The issue, let's get clear, is that we live in a world that was given to us on the surface that we can be balabati. That everything, it's ours, it's mine. I earned it, it's mine. I did this, it's mine. Or, in which case we're stealing it, then it's gezel. Of course, more than it's gezel. Or we can recognize that we're functioning in the Ribono Shel Olam's world, and all that we have is not myself. And on each stage, day after day after day, we're giving a bracha v'hoidah, a shvach, on our very essence of life. The simplest things, the most basic elements of life, nothing is taken. This is the essence of Yerushalayim in its highest form. The highest form of Yerushalayim is a constant recognition that the essence of life is not taken for granted. It's not remaining. The Moishon is supporting our life on a moment-to-moment basis. On each breath, that's when we'd have to make a bracha. We wouldn't have time to do anything else, we'd do it once in the morning. On each breath, we have to make a bracha. Because air is free, air is not free. You don't have to pay taxes on it, but you have to make a bracha. There's nothing, our very existence, every little capability that we have comes from the nation. This is the essence of Yerushalayim, is that a person who lives in the Ribono Shel Olam's world, as opposed to a person that lives in his old world. Yerushalayim is the person, is that element that's standing hand in front of his maker, on a daily basis, on a practical basis. You're not the balabas. You can't do it. What's the reason why Yerushalayim usually comes forth in a loisase? Because that's the most normal form of understanding that you're not the balabas. First form of under the control of somebody else is that you can't do what you want. You have to do what he wants, and you can't do what he doesn't want. So when he tells you all the notes, you can't do this, you can't do that, so it should be done this way, it shouldn't be done. But here we're at the pinnacle of Yerushalayim. That form takes a form in relationship to the Rebbeinu, in relationship to the world of another. High class, because I'm rich, I'm high class. Because unless I'm middle class, and me and my fuya, the way people look at this, very often in here are on the fence, and they're on the clothes, and they look scum, the way people talk about me. Very often, and me and Rick and Bunny are also a ni hadas. Very often somehow, but sometimes it goes together. That's when people yell, go to work. That's what Chaim used to say. Why doesn't he go to work? Doesn't he stand? He's not a bench. If you don't go to work, go to work. You're missing something upstairs. Right? Some people say, oh, he's missing upstairs. It's a patrol. This person not only is missing money, right? He doesn't even have enough intelligence to understand the difficulty of the situation. Where does it start from? Where does the totally different attitude come from? The totally different attitude comes from the good of Yerushalayim. In normal life, in my area, this is my business, this is money, this is my iron. The Ribono Shel Olam's world, and the Ribono Shel Olam allows us to function in this world. Even a roife, he gave good medicine. Nit nishus the roife the hakas. He was given permission. Otherwise, it would be a chutzah. The Ribono Shel Olam made him sick, and you're making him well. The Ribono Shel Olam would want him well. He would make him well. It's like a melech would take a person, throw him into jail. And then somebody would come along and open up the mouth. He would get thrown into jail. That was the business of Rofi coming along and making people well. The Ribono Shel Olam made him sick, and he's making him well. The only reason why he's allowed to do that is God needs him to show something happening, meaning that's part of the hope. The Ribono Shel Olam wants that he should get the clapper over the head, and he should get the makir. But he wants it. There should be a derech hateva. He should get out. Sometimes it costs money. Sometimes it costs pain. Sometimes it costs aggravation. That's the process. That's part of the matter. But he's allowed to do it because that's part of the way the brain comes out. But if it wouldn't be for that, then he wouldn't be able to. Anius is a galgal, a chodzibor. People like to think there's a hierarchy, there's a, what do they call that? Well, there's class systems,
caste systems,
aristocrats, and this goes down through the generations. History has taught us that's not that way. History has taught us, if you go through history, you'll see it's not quite that way. The person that in one generation was the ocean, the other one in the other, if we go to their great grandchildren, it's very possible it will be this. And this is part of the Mida Keneged Mida that the Vayishrom does, is that he first does it this way, and then next generation will try to do it. And if you threw the Ani out, the Busha, so your grandson will get thrown out by his grandson. Nothing's for free. There's different changes. Everybody gets this chance. Sometimes within the same lifetime, it changes around. And sometimes you have to go through different generations. Different blue, different generations, whatever. But Aeneas comes back. Comes home. The idea is that the Ashiras that a person has is not a high first class, a high class. A class, I have more money, I have better opportunities. Right? There are advantages in having better opportunities with one condition. That you use those opportunities. Without this understanding of where we stand in the world, and all that would otherwise be good is a terrible punishment. Ashiros, for a person who doesn't know how to use it, is a terrible punishment because it's going to destroy him. It'll bring him to fear. It'll bring him to feel that he owns the world. And then at the end, the national trouble is false. If you don't want to recognize it yourself, the national trouble. And Ani has an easier time recognizing the punishment. And Osher, the natural tendency is to feel with every extra dollar that comes into my pocket, I'm more than this. To recognize, to bow the head in front of the revelation. And the natural result of that is that once you have this different attitude, then giving your money to the Ani, like we said before, you're not doing anybody a favor. Ani doesn't owe you anything. Maybe between him and he has a few present, it doesn't do you. It's because if you're not going to do this, first of all, you're going to lose your money. The only reason why you have the money is it's in the only positive aspect of having money is that it's an opportunity to learn, to earn greater chelik and chelik and say, and the melech, moment and chosra. You want to keep the money? You want it to continue for the generations? Trust fund, it doesn't work. The trust funds is a Tech Hashem, that works. You have to do is give something. What does it have to do with Purim? It's just very short. In Purim, Klai Yisrael was taught this lesson to the utmost point. With all that said and done, we're Klai Yisrael. We're the only Klai Yisrael that there is, and we're the only Klai Yisrael that ever will be. So the Vayishrom needs us. Because he wants to bring the Tachlis out of the world and bring it out of us. So our Tachlis to be always Zel. It's going to make it from us. So who is the most Boteach in the world of existence? Who can take the very essence of existence for granted more than anybody else in the world? Who's more sure than anybody else in the world? Christ. But if we take advantage or misuse this pitocha, and we feel that we can do as we please, the Baruch will have to deal with us. So we can get to a matzah that we're brought at Lahashmi Lahari Yimech. One day. Finish. And there's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to run. you think that your existence, your very existence, you're so sure. So sure. Purim, the very essence of five souls, put under the test. We're Bishamayim. Not only by Homer. And Achashverosh signed the decree. The Bamishlam signed the decree. He signed it in dirt. He didn't sign it in blood. That means it could be still changed. But it was a signed decree. There is still pretty serious. There is no joke. It wasn't just here. Pagasol. Sedev Shivasol. It was a Xer Kloya. Finish. Come on. No more. You want to recognize. You want to re-exist in the world. You want to have a place in the world. Kimu v'kibu. They stood up to the Nesoyim. This Nesoyim is one that Klaus Rolf wants. When it came down to the nitty-gritty, came to the recognition of Klaus Rolf's role in the world. It's not a higher class system. Yeah, sure. We're all upper class human beings, true. That's a responsibility. It's not just a opportunity. It's an opportunity that carries first and foremost the responsibility that we have a higher form of life than we have to. Purim is one aspect of Purim plus many others, but this is the one that we learned from this mission. Purim is when the very essence of our existence in physical form, down to the Hashem of Aharon, Yerim Echad, was put on the scales. And it was signed Bishamayim and the devil. The recognition of the Haidah of Christ, the recognition of the responsibility to stand up to all of the Nishayas of the world, to stand up to our Haman, to stand up to our Tassel, to stand up to our Suvis HaShvedish, all the different aspects of the Nishayas of what went into Purim, was to reestablish by Klai Yisrael the relationship who's the boss and who's the Eved Hashem. When a person attains this level of Yerushalayim, where he sees his very existence is dependent, so the Mishnah expresses it in terms of an Ani. And Purim expresses it in the whole form of Purim. A person who realizes his very existence is totally dependent on the Rishon is a person Molei Simcha. That's as simple as it is. You don't even need Das. You can drink Tel Shichus. I heard once a person describing he was a moment away from the Nazis. He was a moment away. So his wife was taken away from him, his children were taken away from him, his possessions were taken away from him. This is the last thing that took away from him when he was standing in front of the Kever Achim. They told him to get undressed. They took away his human dignity. Happened to be at the last minute. They thought they killed him. They didn't kill him. There was a moment, it was a moment before death. And they took the last thing that he had, his clothes, tatters, whatever they were, his human dignity, took away. Says what that gave him was a great recognition that everything that he thought that counts for physical. Then he says, well, what do I have? So he says, there's one thing that I have. So I have the Rebbe Yishan. He says, that moment of closeness they had to the Rebbe Yishan, that he should have been in such a pachad also. From another minute, the bullets come in. It happened hundreds before. He should have been totally. So that was his greatest moment of synchronism. So on Purim, sometimes he can get, because he can relate to it, because he has an understanding of what does it mean, total destruction. It's difficult for us. He has an understanding what it means, total decree, done. And he personally has experience, and we all are a result of that, of life after. Purim is life after death. We died. It was over. It was finished. It was decreed. It was gone. It's all over. They're drinking. Achashverosh and Haman are drinking. That's it. It's gone. They've drunk on us. The decrees are out.
It's finished. It's all over.
We're here because that reestablishes living relationship that everything, even the Lord's most assumed thing, is in a direct relationship to the living relationship. Hashem Oretz and Loya. The world is the relationship. When there's bracha, when there's recognition, then it's taka our world. Because this is the world that we earn our Elam HaBa. That's the only aspect why this world is ours. But when it's mine, it's not. So this is the understanding of the Mishnah, and this is the understanding of this aspect of Purim. What Purim requires, this type of special matanas of union. Because when a person comes back to recognition of the simcha, of the reconnection to the Baruch Shem, reconnect, coming back to a proper perspective of the world, when he sees himself again, that old world was finished. How is he holy from the wisdom of the Hafiku? The Hafiku is Tariq Kidei, the goal is Tariq Kidei, all the Hestaphonim. Tariq Kidei, the Hestaphonim includes and means all of the daily drudgery, whether it's business or the physical upkeep of the body or family, also all of these are the physical, it's all Hestaphonim. It's all the things that keep us Lachayim. But when a person puts a haido on these things, a person recognizes that these things are—it's not my problem. I'm dependent on a momentary and a daily basis on the Bnei Shalom. Then, when the squeeze is on, it's matul. Things are getting more stuck in it. And the person, what are you doing? Somebody always around you is going to come and say, what are you doing now? It's for us a time to grow up. You need more stuff. Hey, you're less stuck in that. You need more stuck in that. You'll turn to him and say, idiot. You never had a field. You never planted anything. You never had a field. See, I put the weed, I planted it, and you tell me I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. Who's the fool? So, this is one aspect that comes out from our Mishnah, something that relates to Purim, and that's the reason we emphasize it. It's just next week. After Purim, we'll go into the second half of the Mishnah, which is especially in our generation, one that needs a very delicate thing to understand properly. But before we even, not only to the Chitzonius of the Kiyama Mitzvahs of the Simcha of the Suda, but that we should desire that through the Kiyama of the Mitzvahs, the Or of the Yom, the Or of Purim, the Or of the Yudim HaSa'ira should be there, the Elibinu, which is the Simcha